Now we're going to describe the process of oogenesis. This is how the female makes her gametes or her eggs. And in some ways it's very similar to the male, and in some ways it's quite different. So one of the main similarities is, of course, we've got to half the chromosome numbers. So at some point we've got to go from 46 to 23 chromosomes, which will be meiosis. One of the things that's very different about it is the process begins really early on in fetal life, okay, and it has an end point. It comes to an end at menopause. So the place where this is going to be taking place is obviously inside the ovaries, but the eggs aren't just sort of rattling around loose inside the ovaries. They're instead contained in structures called follicles. And what a follicle is it's made up of a surrounding layer of cells called granulosa cells, which will eventually multiply and become bigger and bigger under the influence of hormones. So, before birth, what's happening is we've got all our oogonium, these cells, the little eggs that are present inside the ovaries, and they're going to be undergoing mitosis. So we're producing lots and lots of cells known as primary oocytes, and they've all got 46 chromosomes, and they're all sitting inside these little structures known as primordial follicles. Okay, and then they start to undergo their first meiotic division, but they enter a period of arrest. So then basically nothing is going to happen to them until the person hits puberty, at which point some of them, under the influence of hormones, will start to further develop. So what happens when you hit puberty is some of these primary oocytes will start to enlarge in size. Okay, the follicle surrounding them also gets bigger. It goes from a primary follicle to a secondary follicle, which means there are more and more granulosa cells. And then just before the egg is ovulated, the primary oocyte is going to go through its first meiotic division. So meiosis one is going to be completed. That's just before the egg gets ovulated. So at that point, you end up with a secondary oocyte and another cell called the first polar body. So this is another thing that's different about it from a male, is when the cell undergoes its first meiotic division, you don't end up with two equally sized cells. You end up with a very large cell called the secondary oocyte. Okay, it's got half the chromosome numbers now. It's got 23 chromosomes. And you end up with a tiny little cell with hardly any cytoplasm called the first polar body. And these will be ovulated from the ovaries. Now, most of them will not get any further than this. They will go into the fallopian tubes, they will travel down the fallopian tubes, they will get to the uterus, and then they will be just die and get broken down, and you'll lose them when you menstruate. Okay? So the process is only completed, in other words, you only go through the second meiotic division, if when that egg is traveling down the fallopian tube, it gets penetrated by a sperm. So as the head of the sperm penetrates through the egg, just as that happens, just before the two nuclei of the two cells fuse together, that egg, the secondary oocyte, will go through its second meiotic division. Okay? And if it goes through its second meiotic division, then the two nuclei will fuse together and they'll be fertilized. And then what happens is you end up with one large cell called an ovum and another unequal small cell called a second polar body. And at the same time, the first polar body might or might not also undergo meiosis too. So what would happen is you'd end up with one very large cell called an ovum, which is actually a fertilized egg at this point. And then you'd end up with these other little structures called second polar bodies, and they are just going to disintegrate. They're not going to have any use. Okay, so you can see again, this is quite different from a male. In a male, you end up with four viable cells. In a female, you end up with one, known as the ovum, and these other little things called polar bodies. Now, what happens to most of your little follicles containing your eggs is they undergo what's called atresis. And this is basically apoptosis. It's programmed cell death. So for the female, most of her eggs are going to undergo this process. It starts during fetal development and it continues until basically menopause. And it's only every month when you hit puberty that one or two of the eggs get recruited, the follicles get recruited, and they continue on and develop further. And of those follicles that get recruited, nearly all of them are going to die during that process because you don't want to be releasing multiple eggs, or you'd end up with the possibility of pregnancies of multiple fetuses, which would be very dangerous for both the mother and for the offspring.